Well, animals, including tigers, have been in the news lately. And the question is, here's a question. Listen, guys, if you had to fight a wild animal, which animal would you choose and why? A new online survey by YouGov of 1,224 U.S. adults aged 18 and over asked participants to answer the question, which animal do you think you would win in a fight? Humans included. The mighty elephant and fierce rhinoceros won out against more than 30 other predators and prey 74% of the time. So I got to ask you guys, which animal, which wild animal would you fight? Junior?
Now, I'm going to whoop a wild rabbit's ass. I got you. I promise you I'm going to win that one. I'm not going to lose to this rabbit. I'm not going to fight nothing. A rhinoceros. No.
That's a weird question, but okay. Yeah, you big dog? Answer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I kick a squirrel ass.
Right there. Come on, huh?
I'll start a squirrel ass. I'm telling you, like, any squirrel in the country can whoop my ass.
Remember that?
Oh, that running out in traffic, faking back and forth.
What was that you thought you saw in your car that time, Kirk, when you looked in the rearview?
Oh, that was a possum.
That was Tommy.
Yeah.
But you saw something too when you
A squirrel. I had left my windows open in the garage. And a squirrel climbed up in the back seat and was in the window. And when I get in the car, I started the car up, and I looked in the rearview mirror, I thought a bear was in my... Because you know that little sign say objects are closer than they appear? Hey, dog, let me tell you something. I thought it was a bear in that damn car. If you'd have seen me climb out that damn car without opening the door... And it was a squirrel.
That's so crazy.
That squirrel just jumped out the car and just hopped on down the driveway because I let the garage door or something. But that damn Tommy with that possum story.
Yeah.
Greatest.
Tell us that, Tommy.
Come on, birthday,
birthday boy.
All right. So we in L.A. And me and Uncle Steve, you too, Shirley, we got to be on the air at 3 o'clock in the morning because we're syndicated to Dallas, which is 5 o'clock in the morning in Dallas. So you got to be there. So I'm leaving 30 minutes ahead of time. I'm leaving so I can get there on time so he ain't mad at me. But when I get to the, when I get on top of the parking structure, my car is backed up against the fence. And it's got one of them, it's a 240, Nissan 240 ZX. And it's got that little pop-up sunroof. You know, it don't go back and forth. It just pop up. Behind the car is a possum on the fence.
Oh, God, I'm going to die.
I done stomped. I stomped, I shoo. I did all that. Now it's about 2:50. I'm finna be late for work for sure. So I said, okay, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get in on the passenger side since I'm back in, and then I just climb over. So I get in on the passenger side and I close the door. Now, if you know anything about a Nissan 240, when you close the door, there's a seatbelt track that comes right down the side of your face.
Automatically.
And I thought his ass was in that car. I was throwing them hands like it was the end of the world. My knuckles were swole. I was bleeding on. My face was scratched up. The greatest ass whooping I ever took.
You thought that seatbelt was the possum?
I thought that was that possum, dog. I thought that possum had come through the top of that roof, down on me. The greatest ass whooping I have ever taken, I gave it to myself. Right there.
My man.
Man, I got to work. Steve looked at me, man. What happened? What happened? Who jumped on you?
Yeah,
man, you ain't gonna believe this right here.
Dog, I thought we had to go do something.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.